Run the track!
Welcome to Boss Off Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
Yeah, that would have been hard to edit out. Oh, man, welcome to Foster the Podcast. Ken burning bridges on his last episode.
Hey, got nothing to lose. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, homie? Got nothing to lose.
It's like
go out with a bang.
Yeah, it's like when you've already finished your exams, but you have one day of classes left.
Fuck your class.
So what episode are we on? This is 196. Yeah, 196.
196 episodes.
196. And this is your last one as our co-host.
Guys, thanks so much for having me. I hope you listeners out there have enjoyed it.
We have never lost more followers. No, I'm kidding.
I don't blame you. Because they're coming over to me.
Yeah, that's right. Now, thank you so much, dude. Thank you so much.
Oh,
for
so fun, dude.
We've had a blast this last couple of weeks, or the month of November, and most of December, actually. Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
Have you guys got your Christmas shopping out of the way?
I don't do any.
You don't do Christmas shopping?
I can't afford that shit, dude.
Really?
No.
I have my brother and my sisters do it for me. And I just give them money.
You do your assistants.
What are you talking about? Your siblings do it for you?
Yeah, we do it and then we just sign it and we just say like this is from both of us, but I just give them money.
I sign
a card.
So let's okay, so our guest this week is
very frugal.
Very, yeah.
Look, I ain't got time to pay. I don't got time to shop for these kids. You just do it. Julian Fernandez, thanks for joining us, Julian.
No, thank you guys for having me.
And Julian is a great comedian and best known for impressions was recently featured on TBS, right?
Dana Carvey's.
Dana Carvey? It was
USA.
TNT? USA, yeah. One of those. Okay.
Yeah.
So USA on Dana Carvey's
First
impressions.
How was that?
It was fun.
What was your first impression?
The first one I did.
A guy who can't afford gifts for his family.
Hey!
First one I did on the show, I just did my regular bit that I normally do, which is just me trying to hit on women with different impressions. And the first one was Liam Neeson.
Oh, okay.
So I just came out and I just did the whole, like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're looking for in a man.
Yeah.
But I will find you and I will. Wait, where are you going? Just that whole,
right.
bit.
Yeah.
That was all I did, and then I went into Morgan Freeman. And I just did all the ones I
like a best, like a compilation.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to do the best ones I could.
I get so jealous of people who can do impressions.
Oh, it's so hard to do.
I know. I'm so bad at it.
Yeah, I can't even get accents right. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like they'll bring me in auditions. Like, you do a British? I'm like, good day, mate. What is that?
I'm the same way. We're talking about this.
Welcome to Outback Steakhouse.
Hey, yo, welcome to Outback, dog.
Like, yeah. What? Yeah.
We had Peter Maher on this show before.
Yeah, I listened to that
episode.
Great,
and they were making fun of me because all my impressions are really good, just not for who they're supposed to be.
Right, yeah. Right. I always do like off-the-wall impressions. Like, I'm going to do an impression of a high school field cross-country coach.
It can just be anybody.
No, those ones are great, though. Like,
yeah.
When I hear, like, when I go to open mics and I hear people be like, you guys like impressions? And I'm in the back, like, just like, no!
Yeah.
Don't!
That's my thing.
Yeah, but like when it's like, you guys like impressions, and then they set it up like it's this really random character.
Oh, yeah.
This is my dad when he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Yeah.
If it's funny, then I'm like, okay, then I can relax.
I used to do the cross-country high school coach giving a motivational speech, and then I just walk back and forth on stage and go, run. It's cross country. Like, why do they have coaches? Go run. Everybody run.
Just run till we tell you to stop.
Like, what would you do if you weren't a stand-up comic? I'm like, I'd find the least responsible job ever. And I think cross country coach in high school was like, all right, guys, today for practice, We're going to run.
We're going to run day.
And
just
then,
call me when you get cross country.
Yeah, I'll be at the Starbucks.
Coach, is there anything I could do to improve?
Run faster.
Run faster, yeah.
Yeah.
I've put together some motivational T-shirts.
What about after? I don't stretch.
Yeah. Just do some stretching.
Joey, what would you do if you didn't do comedy and impressions?
Oh, shit. If I didn't do comedy impressions? If I didn't perform in general, though?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no performing. You hate, like, it all dries up tomorrow. Dana Carvey stops calling TBS or USA or whatever the fuck you were on.
Man, I don't even know. That was like one of those things where I never even thought of that.
Ken, did we talk about this yet? Oh, what? Yeah, we did. You would, have we talked about this yet?
Cross country coach.
What would you do if comedy was gone?
I'd jump off a cliff. I had that conversation. I had that conversation with my mom. They came out to Vegas to watch a show.
You perform in Vegas?
Yeah. MGM Grand, December 5th through the 11th. They came out to Vegas, and my mom was like, "Yeah, exactly." And we had a great time. My mom was like, "Well, you know, if you want, you know." I'm concerned because you've got this 2-year gap in your resume.
Right.
And, you know, if you want to get back into sales, I know so-and-so that, you know, they had a hard time. I go, we're having this conversation at my suite at the MGM Grand. I'm doing okay. Like, we're doing all right.
I didn't just bomb in a comic book store.
Yeah, right.
Mom.
Right. Now, I have thought, I thought about getting into teaching or just
teaching comedy or just teaching?
No, just teach. Like, if I didn't do stand-up, I thought about teaching. But then my ex-wife was a teacher, and I, drop by her high school one time to drop off some boxes.
Sure.
And it's a nightmare. Those kids are awful.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. My brother does it. He hates it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can leave. I guess his school doesn't listen. He I don't know why I just thought that is. Right. That Ryan High School in Denton, Texas listens to our podcast. But kids are the worst.
Oh, they're terrible people.
You're performing in front of you ever do an all ages show?
Oh,
Could you imagine having to teach them?
Oh, no.
Ugh.
They're the worst.
And they're just hotter and hotter. No, okay.
Yeah, no, dude, that's a thing. It's funny because
I get older, they say the same thing.
All right. I talked to a dude, a male high school teacher, and I'm like, look, we're guys. Like, how do you avoid that? He goes, because they start talking and then go limp. I mean, it just takes one.
Ivan's looking at Ivan. I'm sorry, I just gave us. Let's clarify. We're not talking about elementary school.
No,
we're talking about
high school, just graduating.
I was talking about college.
Oh,
you were talking about high school.
I'm going straight dirtbag on my last episode.
I was talking about community college.
But if there's a girl, she's a senior, 17, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I do it. I'm just saying.
Somebody give kid a shovel so he can dig himself out of this.
Jesus. Poor Julian's going to die over
it. Yeah, fuck.
Oh, my God. So.
Good God.
My point is, I was talking to a high school teacher, and I was like, it's crazy how hot these girls can get. And he's just like, yeah, once they start talking,
you realize, I'm
done. But it only takes that one super mature 17-year-old who gets me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Who gets you?
You know, Bethany just gets me. But
she's not like my stupid
super
wife.
Super mature for her age. Yeah.
Her
music's super cool.
Yes.
She drives a Camaro. Oh,
she also sits in the tantrums.
Yeah, bro.
Good God.
I love
it. Takes one, man. That's why I'm not teaching.
It just takes one.
I know. I don't like talking about this.
It's uncomfortable.
Julie's like, this is the last podcast I ever did.
Yeah, right.
I just want to know if you guys got your Christmas
shit. The last one I did, it got dark.
Yeah.
I just want to know if you guys had gotten your Christmas shopping. I don't even know how we got here.
I thought we were going to talk about our Lord and Savior and his birthday coming up.
Oh, speaking of birthday, Ivan Arsangay. Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Ivan Arsangay.
Julie, hand in the mic for a second. Ivan has been making a sound amazing for the last, I don't even know how many weeks, and you had a big birthday yesterday.
Thanks, man. Well, this is just fun. I like hanging out here.
Well, no, we like you here. We love you here.
I don't want to tell you how easy this shit is.
Right.
He literally just hits record.
Oh, no.
But just walks around the room pretending to adjust things.
It's like a DJ who has it makes it look harder than he is, really. He's just
an
iPod. Yeah, it's just on Spotify.
It's not even an iPod. It's just his phone.
Yeah, right. I even celebrated his 30th birthday last
3-0,
night.
3-0, man.
The big 3-0. That's
dude.
A oof. That was
a big one.
That's
dude.
A, that is a big one.
I got the 4-0 coming up.
Do you really?
In March, yeah.
This year.
Yes. Jeez. I'm not happy.
March of this year, you're gonna be 40. You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about like, and I may say this, and I'm not the thing about bald dudes.
Yeah.
Like once you lose it, you never really age after that.
No, not really.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you, because it's like you just look like I have a friend who's been bald since he was like 25.
Yeah.
He still looks like the bald 25-year-old to me.
Yeah,
you
for
know
sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's all. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm trying to get back to Chicago to celebrate, but I'm at my official celebration will be in Las Vegas.
Oh, nice.
Of course, yeah.
Nice.
I'm doing Brad Garrett's at the MGM June 5th, I think we booked. So
wait, you're
I'm
talking about next
everybody...
summer? Oh, you so you're planning
yeah,
the party
so
for next...
because all my friends are turning 40.
Uh-huh.
So it's like everybody come out to Vegas. Yeah. Like just do
that's
it.
Well,
let's get
be
it done.
A barrel
the
of laughs.
Pools are open.
Bunch of 40-year-olds in Vegas. We still got it, right, guys?
Oh my god. That's the worst. No, the worst is those girls' trips. I always run into them on the plane.
Uh-huh.
It's like, bitch, we're turning 40.
Yeah.
And then like by day two, they're like, how are the kids? Are the kids okay? Let me just get along with your sister. Mommy will be home tomorrow. Oh my God.
So I sat next to two women that were coming back from Vegas recently. And
oh,
it was
yeah.
like that.
Oh.
They were like, we came for 4 days, but we bought a plane ticket home after three.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like,
oh,
I
yeah.
get it. I get it. Dude, last time I was in Vegas, I ate a milkshake at 2 o'clock in the morning and walked around the strip. Like,
badass,
that's, yeah,
dude.
That's
you
my that's
badass.
My Vegas trip.
It's relaxing.
Could have met a bunch of
fun. Last time I went for laughs to film for laughs. I did it at Brad Garrett's,
oh,
which
yeah.
is great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really nice club. I've never been there before.
Great club.
And the only guy.
I saw your picture there.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm the only guy in this room who hasn't performed at Brad Garrett's club at MGM.
That's too
MGM.
Bad.
That is. That's
you
a shame.
Work hard.
I know. I'm too lazy.
No, but that was the only time I've ever flown to Vegas.
That's not fun.
It's not because it's I was flying fun. From Seattle too. So.
Oh.
I did. I was out there doing shows and then I was flying to Vegas from there and like 6 a.m. And there were some people that were like, immediately I knocked out, but before that, you could just see people just in that Vegas mode.
Yeah,
like they're just like, oh, we're going
oh, on
we're
the
going.
Way there.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. So immediately I'm just like, I'm fuck this. To try to turn myself off, I just knocked out immediately.
Yeah, I thought you meant like flying from. I hate flying.
Burbank.
Burbank,
yeah,
to,
Burbank
Vegas
to Vegas
is not fun.
It's 45 minutes and it's like in this air pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So 100%. You just think like you hear the pilot going, well, this is gonna be interesting. Buckle up, people. We're going to Vegas. You know?
You're foot away from mountains the entire time.
Yeah. And I'm always going there for work, so I'm not like in party mode.
Right.
Everyone's in party mode, but then all of a sudden the turbulence hits when you're going over the mountains.
Yep. Bloody Mary starts spilling.
Can we just get there alive?
Other than flying that one time, I've never flown there. I've always driven there.
Yeah.
The drive is always nice.
I like to drive.
The drive is nice. I love the drive. It's my favorite drive to do. It's very relaxing for me and it's very calming and I I'm in my head. Like, I think we talked about it. Like you're just in your head the entire time.
Yeah.
You can think and stuff. But dude, there's nothing that if you can get past the 45 minutes of hell.
Oh yeah.
It's really nice to be in Vegas in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't even turn the seatbelt sign off.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
And you're there.
Yeah. I don't even think they have time for a cocktail.
Right. No.
It's the best.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring something. We were talking about this a little bit before the show.
Yeah.
Julian, speaking with inappropriate people, you slept with a close friend recently?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going right in, Julian.
Yeah, I want to jump in, man.
I was going to throw him under the bus towards the end.
No. We got to get to this.
I was going
to
pat it with fun and niceness and then be like, tell us why you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. This is my last episode as guest host. I want to get into this right now.
I was going to earn his trust.
Ken's in charge.
Yeah.
I was going to earn his trust
first. This episode's going to go the way I want it to go.
You have to tell us how you banged your friend, but only as Morgan Freeman. No.
Well, it was a sunny day. it was a weird thing because we weirdly planned it.
Hold on. How long have you known this person?
Let's get a little background.
At least 5-6 years.
Oh, okay, so that's a friend.
Yeah.
And you guys have never done anything before?
No.
Okay.
Never dated?
We never dated, but it was very, the friendship was very like all over each other, kind of like flirting friendship kind of thing.
Okay.
Took you 5 years to close this deal? Like, what's going on?
At the time, I was with somebody.
Ah.
When we were friends, and we were kind of having that flirtatious friendship going on. I was with somebody, and she knew. And I was like, this is, I've never been someone who's I've never ever thought about cheating on somebody, so sure. I never sure.
Wait,
was like,
I'll calm down.
Yeah.
Well, never thought about it.
Listen, I was saying.
Relax. No, never but, even crossed my mind. Yeah,
no,
okay. Yeah.
But I mean, like
she's
like,
not listening.
Yeah. Like, fuck her. I don't even, we're not together. But it never crossed my mind, and no, everyone knew, like, oh yeah, Julian's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah, whatever. And so nothing happened, but I always thought, like, if I was single right now, yeah, I would try to hook up with this person. And it was like a few months back, like we just said, let's hang out, let's go smoke, let's go do this and that.
So you were single now?
Yeah, at that point.
So you're
yeah.
single.
This was like a few months back.
She's
so
single. Yeah. You guys decided to hang out. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
She decided to hang out. We were smoking, and then we just started talking. And she's one of those people that's very open. She's mm-hmm. very open about sexuality. She's open about just everything. And we were just talking about it, and I was just like, you know what? If I wasn't with this person, there's a few people I would have gone out with. And she's like, who? I'm like, well, this person, you know, honestly, you.
Nice.
I was very
nice.
Able to that.
Yeah. Immediately,
just something turned on. She's like, whoa, wait a minute. And just straddled me, just got on top of me.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And I was just like,
they were at Flapper's Comedy Club at the time, hanging out on the veranda. Yeah. I'm like, this is moving fast.
What's in this weed?
Yeah. But wow. Yeah, and then it, like, got.
And did you guys have sex that night?
No.
Okay.
No, and it was during the day too. That was the other thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, afternoon delight.
Okay. All right.
But then she was just like, "Oh, well, let's hang out another day. Let's do that." Which was, as I was leaving, I was like, "That's weird. We just made an appointment."
Why didn't you guys have sex right then and there when she straddled you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
They didn't want to rush into anything. Yeah.
Were you making out and stuff? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But then I don't really know. Like, it wasn't like I wasn't like trying to be like, hey, let's go over yeah, here. Sure. Like, right. It was.
You've waited 5 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, well, let's like just beating around the bush.
So
and
you
then,
guys kind of beat around the
hello.
Bush.
Hello.
Right?
Hey. So you guys made an appointment to bang.
Basically.
I love it. It's so Los Angeles.
She sent an Outlook invite.
She sent her avails. Here's my avails.
The Outlook is positive.
Yeah. That's such an LA thing to do. Right, I'm open Wednesday between 5 and 7.
But I might have a call back. Yeah. So
can we meet like somewhere in the middle?
Yeah. Look, I just have to be on call for my commercial agent.
But I'm not coming to the valley.
Yeah. Okay, so.
But then it was like a couple weeks later. And then,
okay.
And then she was like, hey, come on over. And we came over, smoked again. And then it was just very much like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this today.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's go to my room. And I'm like, all right. Let's go.
Cool.
Right.
So
nice.
I was going over, and then that's it.
And
so why is it weird now?
Yes.
I don't know.
So we've talked about this on the show before. What was the what do you think the repercussions were? Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Why aren't you dating?
I don't know. Oh, I thought
nice.
The
you clearly like her.
Yeah.
Very much.
She's a very cool person, and I wouldn't see any reason why I wouldn't.
Sure.
But I think
that was the most machismo Mexican response ever. I don't see why I wouldn't.
Right. Yeah.
If she wanted to, then
why not?
Dope, whatever.
No.
She's not doing anything.
Yeah. I'll send her an Outlook invite. Okay, so what?
But,
so you guys were friends, you screwed, and
yeah, and then
what happened?
In my head, and I'm pretty sure in her head as well, we kind of thought of this as like, this is just a mutual thing. It's not like we're gonna make maybe keep this going or
sure.
even like make it a thing.
Something we both wanted.
Yeah,
we both were
like, let's do this. Let's totally
yeah,
do this.
The tension was
yeah.
there.
So I in my head I was like, I'm not gonna be like, I'm not trying to get attached to this. I'm not gonna be all hung over this or anything like that. So I'm just gonna be like, all right, well that we did that.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hang out again? This and that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of stopped right there.
Okay.
And I guess. A situation was going on with her and someone else.
Oh.
And I guess that was just what happened.
Okay, yeah.
But then I'm just thinking, I'm like, okay, that's fine, whatever, I don't
right.
care. Like, I still want to be your friend. I think you're still a cool person.
So you guys are still friends?
As far as I know, yeah.
I mean, I've left her 9 voicemails and 17 text messages, but not.
Yeah.
I haven't
really
from
pinned
her
it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as I know, we still are.
Okay. So
I don't see any reason why we haven't. There's nothing. No words have been exchanged to where it seems like we aren't friends.
But you guys aren't going to coffee.
No.
And like, okay.
No. It doesn't seem like it. As
well,
right
didn't
now.
It doesn't sound like you guys hung out all that much. I mean, you guys were friendly, but it
didn't
sound like you were like.
We were like in the beginning of our friendship, like it was always all the time. It was
okay.
all the time. Everybody was hanging out. Like it was a big group of
group,
us. So we were
okay,
all
okay.
hanging out.
Yep.
And then it started just kind of dying down in terms of everybody hanging out. And then it would just be like individually, some people would hang out with other people.
You said play dates?
Yeah, everybody's play dates.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've all been there before.
Right? Okay. You know, because people move around. People move around or they get busier with other work and all that. So it just became a thing of like, all right, well, I'll hang out with you when around this time. Or, oh, hey, let's go get some coffee or something around this time.
Interesting.
So is she dating somebody right now?
I think so.
Okay.
I haven't really checked in with her.
Have you told her how you feel that you would like to pursue this more?
No. Because, again,
can we call her right now? No,
oh, my God. I just thought the same thing. It's my last episode. We're calling. Let's get it all out there, man. Because, look, man, like, how old are you?
24.
You're a young guy. Yeah. That's what it, and we've all been there.
Yeah.
And Justin and I are old men at this point.
Very old men. And Ivan now, too. So.
Yeah, Ivan, he's 30, for crying out loud. And so you just have to say, I mean, if she's unavailable, she's dating somebody, we get that. But it's, I mean, even you just telling the story, you can tell just by your body language and the way you're saying it that you like her.
Yeah, you can tell for sure.
And there's, dude, here's the thing. You cannot, and you guys can, it's open for argument, but I find it very difficult to be friends with somebody that you're sexually attracted to.
Yeah.
It's or brutal. Even into as like personality-wise.
It's brutal.
It's torturous. And I spent years of my life investing in these relationships where I was just like, you know, maybe they'll just, you know, break up and I'll just swoop in and then, you know, and
that used to be me all the time in high school.
Yeah.
Really?
Like every girl that I liked, it was always the same thing that I'd be too late.
Yeah.
I'd always be too late and then like, oh, well, now they're with this person.
I think that's the majority of people. It is. Most people in high school. That's the story.
Yeah.
It's very rare you find a guy who's like, I got with every chick that I liked in high school.
Yeah, I had a list. And
high school is the friend zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, but maybe maybe in 5 years he'll years he'll ask her out.
Yeah, but I wouldn't wait.
It sounds like though it sounds to me from the story you told, it sounded like this is something that she wanted. This is something that he wanted.
Yeah,
they did it right. This other guy's in the picture.
Yeah,
right. So maybe I feel like she would be maybe pursuing it a little bit more if it was something that she wanted to continue at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think this guy.
So I hate for Julian to swoop in. Like, this is how I feel.
Oh no! Yeah, what I mean is like you get like sex ruins friendships.
Oh yeah,
it does. And so I really believe and I can't
and
say,
relationships sometimes.
Yeah, right. And marriages, like, all of it. Don't have sex is my point. Ever, dirty and don't have it. Unless you're a high school teacher and this banging 17-year-old.
No, Ken, no.
I mean, she gets me, man.
No.
She listens to Eve 6, bro.
Eve 6.
Cool 17-year-old.
That's not high school. That's a fucking retirement home. Eve 6.
We'll see how many more fans show up to your show this scumbag episode.
Do you have...
Steve Foster, the podcast. Who's on it? Ken Gar...
No.
We're good.
We're
already on a list somewhere now. Do you have a friend right now currently, Ken Gar, co-host of November and most of December?
Yeah.
Do you have a friend right now that you would sleep with right now with the chances that it would ruin y'all's friendship forever?
Yes.
Okay.
But
no thought into it. Yes.
Right. But
yes. It's already in the back pocket.
But I would only do so with her understanding that my feelings are beyond friendship.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's the thing. If you're going to sleep with a girl that you're friends with, then you have to know that your friendship is altered from this point forward.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so... in the example that you just gave, if I have feelings for this girl, then I would say, hey, I've got these feelings.
Sure.
And I would love to pursue something more than a friendship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you'd be willing to lose them if it didn't work out.
Yeah, because you can't do that. Guys and girls, I think it's so difficult to be friends with when you're into them.
Right.
I think it's so hard.
It's very tough.
You know?
It's very tough.
And I think in a way, people start using each other when they know there's feelings. Like, I think if, like, there's a girl, like, if I like her, and then she knows, I mean, because you know if a girl likes you or vice versa. You know if a guy likes
sure.
you.
Yeah.
And I think, in a way, we all have that kind of back burner relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to the movies by myself.
Right.
I don't want to go to brunch by myself. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so then you start like, I'll call Ken. Like, hey, I need a ride to the airport.
Right.
I need, you know,
so you're,
like
you're filling certain roles that are needed with friendship, but with the possibility of, like, one day.
Or my boyfriend and I are fighting, and I want to get a guy's perspective.
That's
you know
the
what
worst,
mean?
Too.
So it's cool. Like, I'm not saying it's not possible to have friends of the opposite sex. It absolutely
right.
is. And I even think there's a point where you can return to a friendship after you have slept together, but those feelings have to work themselves out.
Yeah.
That is ultimately my hope is
yeah.
beyond anything else, like I'd rather keep a friend than lose somebody and have like a
yeah,
one night stand. You know what I mean?
If she was listening to the podcast right now, yeah. what would you say to her?
Oh.
Wait, what do you do Friday?
Oh. what's her name? No, don't tell me. We'll call her Becky. Becky, if you like Julian,
Becky
check
good,
yes or
Becky
no.
Becky with the good hair.
Check
just
yes or no.
Email my friend Ken.
Yeah.
We'll do this high school style.
Just go to the MGM Grand this week.
Yeah.
So moving on for that, I'm glad you brought that up because that's kind of I think 2 weeks ago we talked about sleeping with a friend's ex.
Yeah,
right. Oh, so I like that you touched on sleeping with a friend.
Yeah,
sleeping with a friend is it's very touchy, and I know you see it, man. You see it with comics. You see these guys that show up to the open mics with their girlfriends.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They're just
yeah.
friends,
yeah.
but you could tell that they want more, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And it's just so brutal to watch.
Yeah.
And I think it's a young person thing. I think it's more to do with, I think when you're a little bit older, you're like, yo, I can't hang out with you. You know I want to bang you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of just waiting, be like, I just can't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you just don't have the foresight
right
to say you know as like you know what I'll just lock it down as the friendship
right
and then eventually when my time comes the time isn't gonna come
no.
the
right.
time comes when you say hey I got these feelings for you
yeah
are they mutual nope
right
I
yeah
cool. All it took was Julian to say that and then she straddled him
yeah right and then they didn't have sex which right. is
well,
weird
well they yeah. did afterwards
we did we
they penciled
we
it
made
in
made an appointment
there's a reason they didn't
she,
he doesn't want to tell us there's something that happened that he didn't want to say and I'm not gonna push it but
yeah.
for sure
yeah.
But you're young, you're a good looking dude, you're yeah. funny, you got your impressions, you're probably getting chicks after shows and stuff, right?
Every now and then.
Every
now and then
yeah.
something happens. But I mean, I had a weird experience. I did a show in San Diego and I was driving home and I was almost home and
there's
I was
a girl in my back seat.
Who are you?
Damn.
No, but I get a stoplight immediately and I'm just like, all right. Well, I always check my phone sometimes and I check it. There's an email, so I'm just checking it. And it's this one person who's referencing a joke I did. At the show, and she's like, hey, I'm not one of those girls, but I'll go out with you. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Whoa.
Okay.
So she was in San Diego. She yeah. saw you perform that night.
Yeah.
You're halfway home. Your phone goes off.
Yeah.
She was the girl from the show.
Yeah.
I thought you were funny.
Yeah.
I would go out with you.
Yeah.
And then what did you do?
I was just like, sure.
Looks like I'm going back to San Diego.
Right? Yeah. I pulled my car over.
Yeah, the world's fastest U-turn.
Right, yeah.
I'm coming back.
Looks like I live in San Diego now.
Yeah.
So did you go back that night?
No. I was already home by that
shit,
point.
You
yeah.
know, dudes, I would have turned around. I would have gassed the car up.
Yeah. I definitely would have.
Shit, you would have moved in, Justin.
But
can I stay with you for a few weeks?
But at the time, and this was like, again, this is also like a few months back. At this time, I didn't have my car is like not great.
Sure.
It's
a comic.
It's on its last legs, and I just need to get a new one.
Respect.
So I had to borrow like someone else's car every now and then to go to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that happens all the time.
Right.
The bar and the car, at least.
Right.
So it was very much like I have to have a show out in San Diego in order for me to be able
to meet
go.
The girl.
Yeah, just to go.
Oh,
yeah.
So you haven't seen her since the email?
No. And then when I finally got a show and I was driving out, I was like, hey, I'm driving out. She's like, oh, hey, I'm moving.
Oh, where's she moving to?
She moved to Washington.
Oh,
so I was just like,
state of Washington.
Yeah.
Then you went and did show in Seattle.
That's why you're in Seattle, motherfucker.
Hey, if you want to see Julian in your town, just shoot him an email. Tell him you like him. He'll book something. He'll book something right away.
I love how you put that together. Wait a minute. Didn't you just say you were in Seattle?
Yo.
That was actually pretty cool to see like both of you like come together and realize that.
Yep.
He just found these holes all over,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. The light bulb hit Ken like seconds before he hit me.
Oh, my God.
I said, wait a minute. Sly son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Now, you used to work at a strip club.
Yeah.
What did you do there?
I'm
assuming you weren't a stripper.
No. This is not Magic Mike Ready. no, I did security there. is a friend of mine. She was a manager. She still is. And it was after I was working at Disneyland. And
wow.
Yeah, it's actually a crazy story. I worked at Disneyland for 4 years. I did an awesome job. It was my first paycheck job. I loved it. And I was basically performing. I was basically performing there.
Uh-huh.
And it was great, great pay. Worked 4 years. But the director of the show I did, she hated me. Mm-hmm. She hated me. And I didn't hide it. I hated her. Mm. I even told her at one point to her face, I'm like, you're not a good director. You suck. Go away.
Right. Good.
Because she was a dance choreographer and she's teaching, you know, acting, improv, basically comedy and voiceover to guys who do it on the regular.
Uh-huh.
And she's a choreographer. She doesn't really know anything. She's giving us all these crazy notes and all that. So I was very open about it. And we were under an Inventions contract and Inventions closes. Immediately, I'm freaking out. I'm like, guys, we're all going to get fired. This is what's going to happen. Everyone's like, Julian, calm down. You're paranoid. And sure enough, like we all get called in one by one to get ranked. And
our costumes.
Yeah.
Not fun.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, we weren't costume characters.
Oh, okay. No,
Goofy, you can stay. Pluto, you're cut.
Everybody who still has a job, take one step forward. Not so fast, Pluto.
Chip and Dale, we got to separate you guys.
No. Chip made it, but Dale, you're
no,
out.
No.
Dale's got Starbucks right now. A little barista.
Chip, you're working character. No, but we did have costumes, but we weren't costume characters. But we did play a character.
Sure,
it was a weird thing. But I don't want, as weird as it sounds, I still don't want to break the magic of the attraction.
Please don't.
Yeah.
But not on this show.
But it was a I don't want it to be here that Disney gets ruined.
First, we lose all our high school listeners because of Ken.
Right.
I'm not trying to lose our Disney fans.
We get called in, and one of my buddies get called in. And he comes back furious. He's upset. He's like, "They're transferring me over to parking. I mean, getting paid $5 less than I was, and I'm losing all my seniority." And he's like, "There and there, I told him I'm putting my 2 weeks in." I'm like, "Oh my god, guys, it's happening! Yeah. Ryan, get out of here!" Everyone's against us. Like, if it happens, it happens. I get called in, and they're telling me like, "Yeah, you're at the bottom of the list, unfortunately." And there was guys that were 10 times terrible, more terrible than I am. And I don't even think I was bad. I just think, again, it was the fact that she didn't like
me. She didn't like you, right?
And everyone there it was weird. Management is just very weird at Disney. They're very much like, if you're not following in line, you're a troublemaker.
Yeah.
And we weren't. We were guys that were just like, hey, this is broken. Can you guys fix it? We'll get to it. Can you guys fix it? Oh, God, troublemakers.
Right.
Like, yeah. Gotcha. But sure enough, they're like, we were going to send you to Fantasyland attractions. I was going to pay like $15 an hour. Making at least 30 hours a week. So it was good money.
Right.
And then they're like, we're going to send you Fantasyland. You're going to get paid $10 an
hour.
Now,
is that the strip club?
No.
Okay.
Disney strip club?
Yeah. It's called Fantasyland. Come on in, fellas. Come into the main stage. It's Cinderella.
Welcome. Ariel, you're on deck.
Oh, you just pay him in Mickey Mouse money.
Yeah, right?
Huh? Dance, bitch. Huh? Gosh. Huh?
Oh, Mickey's making it rain
again.
But then in there, like I broke down because it was my first job, 4 years. Guys I worked with for 4 years, and they were like brothers to me. I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm gonna try to find a new job, and I'm gonna leave doing this job. Right after I left, I called up my friend. I'm like, hey, is that, because she had offered me the security job before. And I'm like, hey, is that job still available? She's like, hey, are you still working at the strip club? She's like, yeah, come on down. I'll get you in for free.
Sure.
I'll tell you who the best girls are. I'm like, no. I need a job.
Right.
And she's like, oh, come down. Pretend we're not friends. So I go down.
Then he banged her.
Yeah. Immediately.
She straddled him during the interview. Awkward. Yeah. Is this working?
Just as Minnie Mouse.
Yeah. Immediately, I get an interview with all three managers, including her.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, all right, you're hired.
Nice.
Yeah, immediately. And then they're like,
you had four interviews for a security job?
No, it was like all three were just in the room.
Oh,
it was one interview. We need to make sure your security security material.
I didn't have that many interviews at NASDAQ. That's a Wall Street firm.
No, it was just the three managers interviewed me at the same time.
Right.
My God, they're like, Julian, give us an example of a time
where someone like I just laugh that they do these like corporate interviews.
Corporate interview was like cutting up.
What's
coke?
Your biggest weakness?
What would you
titties.
Say?
Yeah. So this is gonna be a hard job. That's
right. Turns out women. Yeah. I'm a horrific sex addict.
If you had to pick up a tassel, could you do it?
I do love that visual. Where do you see yourself in 15 years, Julian?
Yeah, all of his references are at Disneyland.
Yeah. Hello, is this Mr. Goofy?
Yeah.
We just checked with Ariel, and apparently you not eligible for rehire.
Yeah.
So what was it like working at the strip club?
It was pretty relaxed. The area
really?
I
worked,
yeah, because I did a deja vu in that area.
Not familiar.
No, mm-hmm. No, it's all good.
Deja vu, interesting.
It was pretty relaxed. Pretty relaxed place. Nice. It wasn't as crazy as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was like weird seeing a strip club from like the working perspective. Like seeing Disney from like behind the scenes, it's weird. Seeing a strip club from behind the scenes, it's sad.
Yeah, I was going to say. A little bit disgusting. Yeah.
The magic is gone.
Yeah. Right.
You don't go back thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just realized that you've just ruined Disney and strip clubs.
Yeah. You pretty much have taken away 75% of my enjoyment in life.
Cheap cups aren't real.
Yeah.
That's
the girls start crying as soon as they get backstage.
Oh no. Julian, be quiet.
Oh my God.
Oh.
No. But it was cool working there, though.
Like, how old were you when you worked there?
23.
Could you imagine being a 23-year-old working at a strip club?
I gotta ask, did you have sex with any of the strippers?
No, but I wish. There was definitely like some that were just that cool that would probably go out with some of the security guys.
If those strippers were listening right now, what would you say?
Yeah.
Bambi, listen.
Hey, girl.
But it was cool. Like immediately they're telling me, they're like, all right, since you're new, all the girls are going to flirt with you. I'm like, huh, this is a perk. This is great.
Oh my God, yeah.
This is fantastic. Why are you guys trying to sell me this job? I'm already in.
So you never hooked up with any of the strippers?
No, I wish. There are some that are just definitely, there's some that I'm still friends with on Facebook and everything.
You gotta get out of the friend zone, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, man. We gotta. We're gonna have an extended Foster the Podcast.
We're taking callers.
But you know what? Though, at the same time, we're both the same way in your early 20s, dude. Yeah. That's just figuring it out.
Yeah,
man.
No, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
plus, you don't want to like shit where you eat.
Exactly.
No,
you
know what I'm saying?
But if you were to shit anywhere you ate.
It's
strip
a
club.
Yeah.
Not to say there weren't guys that were.
Right.
There were definitely some guys that were, and. It baffled me, like how, especially some of the girls that they would get with. I'm just like, what?
Dude, if you ever look, and this is for all you listeners out there. If you ever want to pick up a stripper, all you do is you walk up to him, you say, "Hey, I'm just trying to get this DJ company launched, and then I'll be on my way."
Jesus Christ.
And they will just date you, fund you, you'll be moving in with them.
Yeah. That's true. Yep, you show up with like some turntables.
There was a good few of them that were just that. Modeling jobs and all that. That's what they're still trying to do.
Of course. So, yeah. Some of them are trying to be doctors. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
They just
there was one that just like, I don't want people to know I work here because I'm trying to be a paralegal. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right, yeah. They probably make more money doing that than paralegal.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, so you're gonna go on record here on Foster the Podcast and say that you've never slept with a stripper?
I have.
Oh, there it is.
Not one that I worked with.
So you did our co-host of last month, Michael Malone, one of my best friends.
Yep.
He has a great podcast, and you were just on that.
Yeah.
And you told a story about...
I lost my virginity because a stripper conned me.
Nice!
That
conned
nuts?
You?
Yeah, she conned me.
Into taking your pants off? How does that work?
Yeah.
Or financially?
I was 18, and I just started working Disneyland.
Which every great
Listen,
story.
Disney was more of my dark days, apparently.
Yeah.
I like how you partied more at Disney than at the strip club.
Yeah,
you're just running trains
you know
and doing
You
want to
know what's crazy?
Lines.
Disney, there are a lot more... It was really, like working at Disney. Like you realize there are a lot more horny people there than there are anywhere else.
Yeah,
they're working with kids all day.
Yeah.
Wait, that came out wrong. No, what I mean, like, no. What I mean is,
what the fuck?
No, I mean, like, what they want to do is like hang out with adults after.
Oh
that.
Man, all these hot kids here.
Got me all worked
oh,
up.
Oh man.
Got an ass like a 9-year-old boy. You know what I mean? Like, no. Foster, Jesus what's the matter? Christ.
Kids playing grab ass with a seven doors.
I think we should mention our sponsors right now.
Leave them alone. Call your sponsor. So what happened?
Christ. This hour brought to you by Disneyland. It's Christmas time at Disneyland, folks. Come on. That's awesome.
Oh,
okay. So
Nambla just started listening.
Oh my god!
In. Yeah, right. So,
fuck you, Kenneman Tears.
So I started working at Disneyland. I started making all this money, and it was great. And I was 18 when I started working there, and I had never been to a strip club before. And
okay.
I just had all this money. I'm just like, this is amazing. This is great.
Well, legally, you couldn't have.
Yeah,
right.
No, legally, I could.
18. He's 18.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but before that, you can't go to strip clubs.
No,
you're 18,
before,
right?
Yeah.
So you didn't wait too long.
I was 18, and then I was just like, you know what? I've never been to a strip club, but I always passed by this one that I used to drive past all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go to the strip club. So I went
by yourself.
By myself.
Yeah. Okay.
And I went during the day.
Oh god.
Which is the saddest time to go to a strip club?
Well, afternoon delight.
Yeah. It was a Tuesday.
Yeah. Right.
No, it probably was. So I go in and it is empty.
Sure. Of course.
And there's like maybe one other guy in a far corner
right.
sitting watching the stage. And I'm just like, well, I'll sit the farthest away from him I can. So I'm sitting far away from him. And in my mind, I'm just like, oh, I should just leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I just got here. I might as well just stay for at least an hour so it's not weird.
Right.
And it did cross my mind that like they don't give a shit right. how long I stay.
They know,
I already paid the entrance fee.
Like
they already
casino,
got some
they want
money.
You to keep staying.
Yeah. They know weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you felt weird as soon as you got there.
I felt weird. I wanted to leave, but at the same time, I didn't want to seem.
Right.
I didn't want to seem weird.
It's like when you show up to a party early.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Well, this is uncomfortable, but if I leave now, it's going to be super weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was, same situation. So I sat there and I was just like, I've never been to a strip club. And I had called before to try to find out how a strip club works.
Wow.
Again, I'm 18. I didn't know how any of this works. So I call. I'm just like, hey, hi. I'm going to be coming to your club.
Do you guys have like a website or anything?
I'm going to be coming to your club. How does it work? That's exactly what I said. How does it work? And they're like, how does what work? How does the dances work? I could hear their faces just like confused.
Oh,
just
we
like,
got another goddamn 18-year-old on the phone.
Right, exactly.
You come in, you ask for a dance, and you give them the money.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, okay. How much?
Wow.
Like, $20. Bye. And they hung up on me.
Yeah.
And then he went to the ATM and took out $20. Yeah. He's like, I'm getting one dance.
Chris, $20 bill. I'm ready, ladies.
Yeah.
I go in.
Do you guys do call ahead seating?
I go in and I'm just sitting around and all that. And then this one girl comes up to me.
Crying.
B squad. Like, just not.
Yeah.
Not good.
Right.
Not good at all.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, I'm fine. And she goes on. And then eventually another girl comes up. And this one's more like what I'm into. A little curvy. She's got great tattoos, cool hair, great hair going on and all that. Great face. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love a dance. She gives me a dance. I'm like, this is great. And she's like, you want to do the VIP? I'm like, well, yeah, sure. VIP, that sounds awesome.
Hold on. You pull out your phone. How does that work?
Yeah. He calls in real quick. Yeah. I got to make a phone call, girl.
They hear it ringing behind the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, yeah, we could do it's much longer. It's fully nude, all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. She's like, all right, cool. So we go up. And then eventually she just takes off my pants and she just starts going down on me. And then she's like, lay down. And then she just gets on top of me. And we just start fucking. And in my head, I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
Right.
This is VIP treatment.
Right.
I feel great.
This
is awesome. This never happens to anybody else.
Why have I never been to a strip club before?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's over. And she's like, all right, this will be $400. And I'm
I'm
like, what? Mm. What?
But I called and the guy in the phone said it was $20.
But I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, this will be $400. I'm like, okay. And then it dawned on me, oh, I committed a crime.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I just lost my virginity to a prostitute.
Yeah.
Wow. And
I just committed a crime. And it's not like, you know, like raw dog, which is the good thing. Like, she put a condom on me and everything. And I was like,
I'm glad you said that because that was the first thing I thought
of.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, Ivan? Yeah.
I don't want to leave here like leaving information out that.
Right, yeah.
Put
right.
In.
Especially all the girls that you're courting that are going to listen to this episode.
What?
But dude, like as an 18-year-old, this is my first time at a strip club and a girl's having sex with me.
Right. You think you're killing it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that's what I thought in my head. And then, $400.
$400. Now, as an 18-year-old, did you have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I had just like
I've been working at Disney,
making all this money, and I was just like, oh,
just
yeah,
had
I'm
to clarify
because
I didn't. Hey, mom.
But still, like, just then I was. That was like the most money I've ever spent by myself, just being like, all right, well, I guess I gotta throw down $400.
It's all 20s.
No.
And then I left. And I was just like, well, I can't spend more money, so I'm gonna leave.
Right.
So oh, I just left. And went home.
Well, you had the ultimate lap dance. At yes. point. What else you gotta do? You know what I mean?
What a great way to lose your virginity, though.
Right.
You know what? It is 12:15. I probably should grab some lunch, maybe take a shower.
That stripper, that was like the easiest money she's ever made in her life. Like, 5 minutes, $400.
Yeah.
Pocketed too. Pocketed.
Good for you. So you start working security at a strip club.
What pocket did she put it in?
Yeah. Well,
they all carry around purses and clutches and all that.
She had a fanny pack.
Yeah.
You start working at a strip club. You see young 18-year-olds come in. You just laugh like sucker. Don't go upstairs, bro.
Oh my God.
No, if anything, I was a sucker, dude, because we were glorified janitors.
We
have to go to VIP rooms and clean up.
No, really?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
Oh, it was horrible. They're just like, hey, move the couch. Move the couch. It's like a crime scene back there.
It's like, oh my God, I think Spider-Man got caught.
Oh, God damn it.
Trying to spray his way out of here, man. Yeah. There's web everywhere. I have to, but before we wrap things up, I got to share this.
Yeah.
I have one stripper story, so... it's a bachelor party.
Yeah.
We're on a bus. We're downtown Chicago. We get in. Of course, I'm like always like the sales guy. Like,
sure.
I got 20 guys. We're ready to party. Like,
right.
We want free cover. We want this, and that. Like, it's $20 a head or you can leave. Like, all right. We're going to pay it. No problem.
You talked me into it.
Yeah. We walk in, and I'm not even kidding you. The first girl I see, I lock eyes with, and I go, Carrie?
No.
Oh.
My cousin.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit.
My cousin Carrie.
Yes.
No.
And she goes, Ken and all of my friends at the bachelor party, we all grew up together. And you hear all of them in unison go, Carrie? Bro. Dude, I turned beet red.
That's
and I'm like,
hilarious.
At this, and she goes, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm here at a bachelor party. What are you?
Yeah, I'm a dude with friends. I belong. What are you doing here?
And she's like, well, you know, I'm working here, blah, blah, blah. And I had heard through the grapevine she was doing it, but I didn't know where or how. You know, you don't pursue those questions.
This wasn't like another fetish.
Right. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go see the family.
I was like, you just got out of high school, right?
No.
God
damn it.
Fuck. So we get in and I go, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? So she's like, well, she's like, I'm just going to ask my manager, you know, if I can get, you know, finish my shift and get out of here. But she had to go up and finish like a dance first. Oh. And then all my buddies, of course, were just like,
geez.
Dude, I got to get a lap dance from her. Like, she's like, I'm like, bro, you can't do this.
No, it's my baby cousin.
I'm like, at least pay for me to get one first. You know what I mean?
Dude. So Thanksgiving was awkward after that.
Yeah, right? She's my secret Santa. I just put 20 singles in an envelope and some body glitter.
Stop. Oh, man. You give her panties back. That
yeah,
she
right?
Here's your tassels, hon.
Sorry, they were on Scott's head. Hey, can you get my friend Julian a job?
God damn it, Ken, I love you. Oh, man. Oh, that's great. Julian, thanks for coming on today,
man. Thank you, guys.
I feel that we dug a little deep on you.
Yeah.
But I feel that we uncovered some goodness there.
Yeah.
Hey, lesson learned, man. Don't get in that friend zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you really want to be friends. But if you like somebody, you got a crush on somebody, just let them know what your feelings are.
Let them know.
And sometimes that rejection hurts, but it's better than sitting in a friend zone for 10 years or 5 years, however long it is, dude.
I do like that Julian did prove that that you can sometimes come out of it, though.
Hell
he was in
it
for 5 years, and he climbed out of it like the hole on Batman. He climbed right on out.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And everybody was cheering at the bottom.
Everyone
like,
yeah,
you
did it! Yep. All the guys behind you, like, there's hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make a move, guys.
Watch out for the bats at the top.
Yeah, make a move. Julian, how can people find you social media wise?
At JJF Comedy. Those are my initials, JJF Comedy, and that's also my website.
Okay.
So that's on everything.
And ladies, if you want to email Julian,
he'll come to your city.
He'll come to your city
as soon as you express
interest. Just go under contact and book me, and then I'll be there.
And Ken, thank you so much, man.
Dude, what a blast.
It's been such so fun.
It's been I'm so glad that Christy's coming back and the babies are healthy, and I'm excited to listen in and hear the progress of that as well.
Yep. So I was going to say, you always break the news first. I love it. Christy's back next week, you guys. Christy is back next week. We have a very special guest. Christy is going to talk to us about everything she's been through the last however week she's been gone.
It's been great.
Yeah, it's been crazy, so I can't wait for that episode. How can people find you, Ken?
Yeah, I got a lot of great stuff happening. So you can always follow me on Twitter at Comedian Ken Gar and on Instagram at Comedian Ken Gar. Always posting great stuff on there. My website's kengar.com. I have got two podcasts that I'm working on. One is called The Best Friends Podcast with comedian Kane Holloway. That comes out every Monday. Hmm. You can find it on my website on the podcast section.
Huh, okay.
And then the second one is with the Playboy columnist, Bridget Fettesy, who is a recent guest here last week. Mm-hmm. And her and I have a new podcast called Benched, where it talks about sex and dating and divorce and marriage and relationships.
Ooh, nice.
Our very first guest was an ex-girlfriend of mine, and we've interviewed her. If you want to hear some shit, it's amazing.
Yes. What's it called?
It's called Benched. So check it out.
Okay. And we'll link that up on this episode too on
that'd
the website.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Pleasure to be here as always.
Ivan Ishkov, our wonderful sound guy. Happy 30th.
Yeah, man.
Happy birthday.
Ken, thank you. Julian, thank you,
thank you
for our show, FosterThePodcast.com. Subscribe to Foster the Podcast on iTunes. For all my social media, Justin Comic at Justin Comic. I'm going to be at Shakerton's at the Colony next week, headlining there in Texas. So come see me. And happy holidays, guys, and we'll see you guys next week with Christy.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.